Amid escalating tensions in the Middle East, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby stated that the Biden administration is working around the clock to prevent this from escalating into a full-scale war.
Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah exchanged fire, with an Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson reporting that Hezbollah fired 150 rockets toward Israel, penetrating further into the country than in previous attacks. In response, the IDF announced it was targeting Hezbollah terrorist positions in Lebanon. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A roadside explosion from an improvised explosive device targeting a convoy of foreign diplomats killed a police officer and injured four others, according to an official in Pakistan.
The diplomats were traveling to a tourist destination in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, which shares a border with Afghanistan and is a known base for militant groups, including the Pakistani Taliban. The blast took place at the tourist area and hill station of Malam Jabba, one of Pakistan's two ski resorts, located about 250 kilometers north of the provincial capital Peshawar. Benjamin Wright reporting.
An explosion at a coal mine in eastern Iran resulted in the deaths of at least 33 workers and injuries to 17 others, officials reported.
This tragedy ranks among the worst mining disasters in Iran's history, with several miners still unaccounted for hours after the explosion. The blast occurred at a coal mine in Tabas, approximately 335 miles southeast of Tehran, the capital. Tearful miners stood by as mine cars brought up the bodies of their colleagues covered in coal dust. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A member of California's firefighting team has been accused of breaching his duty and deliberately starting multiple fires over the past few weeks.
Cal Fire law enforcement officers arrested Robert Hernandez, 38, a fire apparatus engineer for Cal Fire, at Howard Forest Fire Station on Friday, charging him with setting five fires while off duty. The fires burned less than an acre in total, according to Cal Fire. Hernandez is also under investigation for his role in the Alexander Fire, which occurred on August 15. Liam White reporting.
Four people were killed and at least 17 others injured in a shooting in Birmingham, Alabama on Saturday night, according to police.
The shooting, which took place shortly after 11 p.m. in the 2000 block of Magnolia Avenue South in the Five Point South Entertainment District, was not a random event and stemmed from an isolated situation where multiple victims were caught in the crossfire, police said in a statement. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Stuart and Tanya Junker cherished their peaceful neighborhood near South Dakota's Black Hills until the ground started collapsing around them, causing them to fear that their home could fall into a massive sinkhole.
They hold the state responsible for selling the land that became the Hideaway Hill subdivision, even though it was known to sit atop an old mine. Since the sinkholes began appearing, they and roughly 150 neighbors have filed a lawsuit against the state for $45 million, seeking compensation for the value of their homes and legal expenses. Jessica Oakley, reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.